Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
It's the voice of DJ Scream. Time for another episode of Big Facts. Big Bang, what up, Jay? What up? 21 Savage is on Big Facts. Give it up for 21 Savage, y'all. What's up, Savage? What's been going on with you?
You know, same old, working.
Just working.
Yep.
You ain't just working, man. You be getting a lot of money. I saw you on Time Magazine, shit like that. You know what I mean? Getting Grammy. Orbs. So it ain't just working, nigga. You've been going up.
Yeah, trying to.
How that shit feel for you, bro? You know what I'm saying? Because I remember having some conversations with you, you know what I'm saying, before it like really took off and shit, you always knew where you wanted to go. You were like, shit, get the money.
Yeah.
But do it get tricky once you get the money? Do you feel like other obstacles come into play?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, money bring other things, but it's like, I'd rather have money and have them problems than be broke and have problems. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But every aspect of life going, you're going to have problems for sure. Mm-hmm. But when you get to a certain level, it'd be like, all right, you got all the cars, you got everything you want. Now it's just like, how can I help my community and like uplift my people? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can have all the money in the world and still not be like, feel like you complete. Mm. Or like you did your job, you know what I'm saying?
And one thing you talk about a lot is that financial literacy shit. Like, you really be on that for the youth, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's one thing that, I guess, made you so passionate about that?
Just, like, coming from nothing and, like, having, like, a lot of money, it'd be like, a nigga don't really know, like, what to do to keep the money going. Because, like, the harder job is keeping the money. Like, getting the money easy. But it's, like, keeping the money and doing the right things with the money. So I feel like, If I would have learned that when I was young, I probably wouldn't have took all my money out of the bank. Like, when I first started getting show money and shit, I used to take all the deposit, the front ends, and just keep it in cash. Like, I ain't trust no bank. Mm. So, like, when the taxes come around, I done spent a lot of money. So, a nigga taxes might be, like, back then, $300,000-$400,000. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, God damn, I wasn't expecting no shit like that. Ooh. So, if I would have known that, I would have never made some of the mistakes I made, like, early on when I first started getting money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Bang be debating, man, just about, you know, like, we were talking about the scam and shit and the niggas getting a whole bunch of money. Bank philosophy is, nigga just won't take the picture with the money. He don't give a fuck, really. You know what I'm saying? But I be trying to say.
He don't know financial.
I know, that's why we.
He don't know nothing about that shit, man. Folk don't know nothing about none of that, nothing but, man, hey, man, I need to see mine. You heard it, man, said.
Yeah.
So I knew, nigga, I was pulling that shit out.
Yeah.
I ain't got it if I don't see it.
Yeah.
It's just how a nigga think right now. I ain't saying that that's the wave.
But the flip is what I be talking about. How you gonna make more of it?
So you can't pull that money you got out now. You can't pull that out of the bank.
They ain't even got that in the bank. They ain't got that in the bank. I know they don't got that in the bank.
Yeah.
Pop your shit.
For real.
You stop wearing jewelry. Why you just stop wearing jewelry like that?
Shit. That shit just got, I don't know. I feel like, shit, I just grew out of it, I guess. But I be still having a nigga hole set up on.
What you mean?
Like a nigga hole jewelry box. I have it on just plain one.
Like right now?
Plain. Yeah, like some earrings and a rich.
And a watch.
And that'll be a nigga hole set up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like flexing on another level. Like,
yeah.
I ain't coming out of the house with nothing less than 750 on, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, whenever you see me, it's at least 750.
Oh, so yes, you're just elegant now.
Yeah, just like, you know.
Elegant,
like,
elegant street nigga.
He's refined.
Like a classy street nigga, like, you know. Like, yeah. I got taste. You know, I got taste. Plain Jane. Then
away,
it should be like cash,
laptops
too,
and shit. Like, yeah, I'm on that type of time.
You got
start,
to do that.
Start bank accounts.
Yeah. Uplift the community, for sure.
So what you be telling, what you be telling the niggas that you know that you fuck with, like, to help them get their money right and keep their money right?
You know, like, you just gotta, like, you can't never go wrong with real estate, but, like, as far as, like, flipping on real estate, I feel like you gotta have a lot of money to really make money off real estate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, like, stocks and shit like that, that's, like, tech startups, like, new tech companies that might be coming out there, like, the Ubers, before they become the Ubers, shit like that. Like, you gotta just take risks. So I might put 100, 200 right here. And maybe it don't go to nothing, or it might turn into a $1 billion company. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to gamble with that type of shit. For sure.
It's the same shit we know in the street, but it's just on a different level. Like,
exactly.
Like, nigga, it's still a risk. It's all a risk.
Everything a risk. Life a risk. You know what I'm saying? But shit, sometimes the reward, nigga, you might, let's just say I invest in 10 different companies that's starting up. And one of them hit, that one might make back every money I invested in all 10 of these motherfuckers and $1 trillion more. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you banking like shit. I might spend $1 million, but one of these 100,000 is going to turn into 30 million. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
What's your vice, bro? Like, what's the one thing you think you spend too much money on? Like, you fuck your check up on this. Like, I just, it's hard for me to get over that shit. It can't be jewelry. You already said it ain't jewelry.
I ain't gonna really, I don't fuck my money up.
Yeah.
I don't fuck my money up. I probably spend a lot of money on like family and friends.
Okay.
Though.
You know what I'm saying? That's where the money gonna go to.
I don't really consider that fucking it up.
No.
That's, nah, that's a nigga vice like this. I'm gonna do this regardless. I'm gonna do this regardless.
That's what you ask for the money for.
Fact.
Me and just
my,
to like,
my
just
mama,
to,
my family, my niggas, like everybody straight.
Yeah.
Just
like my little brother's walking around.
Like what he's saying about like the family shit or whatever, just like on some street shit, like. Similar to, like, you know, if I had somebody to compare it to, just like Baby, like, he takes care of his niggas and, like, everybody's up. Like, everybody got cars. Everybody got fucking bank accounts. Everybody got money. Like, when he was on the road, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody had, like, a real job with a real position, you know what I'm saying, with consistent income. And, like, that's some shit that a lot of these niggas are not doing. Like, setting up their people to make them straight instead of, like, giving them some shoes every time they go to the mall or buying them a couple of shirts or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. Like, all of his niggas are their own individual people. Exactly. And that's like some real shit. Like, for real.
Facts.
Yeah, it's only a couple of niggas doing that, but yeah, for sure. I don't, shit, but that ain't really, that ain't really fucking it up, though.
Yeah.
Because that, like, thug like that, too. Like, he put all his niggas in position, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what you really want the money for. Like,
that's what you're supposed to do.
My little brother's walking around with 30, 40, 100,000. 19, 18, 17. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I did it for. Like, you know?
Right. Go ahead.
So what you doing with, hold on, I'm just going to ask you that because E4 want to know you miss Amber Rose, bro.
Do I miss her?
Yeah.
Nah.
You ain't never made no song about her. What one of them songs about her on this?
I ain't made no song about Amber.
You don't miss her?
Mm-mm. She in a relationship, bro.
Amber had y'all nigga eating goddamn vegetables and shit. Y'all nigga living different than him.
Taking them vitamins.
Shelves and shit, come to the spot. They ain't nothing to eat, bro.
I'm happily in love, you know.
Oh, now?
I got a family. I'm good.
You in love?
I can't really tell you all that, bitch.
Why not?
Come on, bitch.
That nigga crazy, bro.
You what can't let him know everything.
Facts.
They got,
oh, so
they
you
got,
happily in love?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's some good energy, pal.
Hell yeah, I'm happily in love. I'm married, man. Fuck out of it. I'm happily. I'm happy.
Who you fucking with out the city?
Like on what? Like on some rap? Like music?
Yeah, like new young niggas coming up and shit.
On some music shit. My little brother, Harold. Tilt.
Sure.
She's a freak, hoe.
AK. AK for well. 2 feet.
Shout out to Bino.
Bino, little one. Problem child. Who else hard? The young nigga, Rio, of course. Rio the hardest.
Yeah,
sure. Period.
Yeah, yeah. Hand down.
Rio recognized Rio, the hardest.
Yeah, he the hardest.
Bar for bar hardest.
I ain't capping that nigga the hardest, bro.
The young nigga, Dirty Tay, who be with Baby, he hard.
Yeah.
And then you got the young nigga, Slime Light Shouter, he
hard.
No,
I fuck with Slime Light, too.
He
shout
hard.
Out to all the niggas.
Man, it's a lot of niggas going crazy, nigga, though. Yeah, it's a lot of niggas going crazy, though.
I'm talking about industry niggas.
Yeah, that, like, industry rappers, I ain't really too tough fucking with no industry nigga. Like, in Atlanta.
Like, you ain't riding in your car, none of that. I'm talking like, periods, like, anywhere.
I don't,
like, niggas
is
already established.
Niggas who I'm fucking with, I really wouldn't call them industry niggas. So, okay. Like, Baby, nigga listen to Baby, Thug. Nigga listen to Thug.
Let me see the light, bro.
Nudie, of course. I don't know. That's probably it, really, like what I just listen to on my own time type shit, like in Atlanta. I don't want to leave nobody out, but off the top, that's who I can think of, like who I ride to right now. But I really listen to a lot of R&B shit. So.
You do listen to a lot of R&B shit, and you go up on the gram and let them notes go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, nigga be binding shit, too, nigga. Niggas be hearing a nigga playlist and then go sample shit and all that shit. But you know, that we do it for.
Yeah.
Right.
We do this shit for you to bite.
Yeah. Yeah. How does city feel different for you from, let's say, I don't know, like 5, 6 years ago? Like, how you feel, how it feel different and what you think the biggest changes is? Just, could be industry, culture, whatever, streets, whatever.
I ain't gonna lie, I really feel better. I feel like it's more money here now. It's like, everybody really just getting money for real. Mm. Like, that's how I feel. Feel like it's a lot of black success in Atlanta. Like, it's always been that way, but right now, like, you can really just feel it. Probably because of Corona and everything closed down. So it's like, when you just see how Atlanta it really is for what it is,
yeah,
it's like, don't nothing compare to Atlanta, period. Mm. And I done been to every city in America. Like, it ain't nothing like Atlanta. It ain't this amount of black money nowhere else ever. Oh, like,
yeah.
Except probably Africa, somewhere in Africa. But as far as like, America, black money, Atlanta. Ain't nobody fucking with Atlanta. Mm. Period.
You still think Atlanta from traveling got the baddest women?
Baddest women? I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say the baddest because there's a lot of women in the world. Like, just in America, it's a lot of women. We got a lot of bad women, though, for sure. Yeah.
When you came in this shit, what you were thinking about, the money or being a superstar just to start with? Like,
The money. It was always about the money.
So what about when niggas be like, nah, you got to chase the dream. You got to chase all that shit they be saying. You ain't never just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't think about the money. You know how niggas, a lot of niggas say that in this shit. Like, you can't think about the money. Just do the shit and the money going to come.
Yeah, but you doing it for the money, though. So it's like, however you trick your mind to think like, oh, I want to make good music, but I wanted the money first. Mm-hmm. Like, if a nigga told me you can rap for free, I'm not rapping. I don't want to be a rapper just to be no rapper.
Right.
A nigga want the money. That's what it's always been about since day one.
Yeah.
But by a nigga doing what they had to do, like rapping to get the money, is like, damn, a nigga fall in love with rapping in the process of chasing the bag. You see what I'm saying? So now it's like, at first it was just all about the money, but now that I got the money, it's more so like, I just want my music to leave a mark type shit. Like, and I want to get money too, but.
Yeah,
it was always about the money since day one, though.
So did it change from when you used to just make records and drop them to now you say, like, working on an album, I imagine, the mixing and the master, you pay attention to all the little details.
See, I always did that, though, since day one. Like, okay. I ain't never just drop shit. Like, it always been, like, a lot of work and a lot of effort because I ain't wasn't really no rapper. So it's like, I really got to find myself in this shit. And then, like, I be trying to perfect my shit. Like, I want my shit to leave a message. Like, you take some away from this shit. Like,
so you're, like, completely involved in every aspect of
every
the process.
Every aspect. Like, we got some whole other shit going on. Like, when this shit come out Friday, tomorrow, a nigga gonna know. Like,
oh, you dropping tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm dropping
tomorrow. Oh, that's news.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. And what are you dropping tomorrow? Was
Savage Mode 2.
Savage Mode 2 tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what's up. How you feel?
That's with
Metro.
Yeah.
My right hand man. Genuine. That's the realest nigga I ever met.
Shout out Illuminati.
Who you got on the album?
They gonna see.
Tomorrow, this shit come out tomorrow, bro.
They gonna see tomorrow.
You just don't wanna tell her.
Nah, I tell you.
Man. I already know, but
the
I'm just
fans saying. Who watching this shit, y'all gonna see what's on the album tomorrow.
That's right. Say less. 12 o'clock
ain't,
tonight.
You know, it ain't too much going on. I ain't never been no nigga who just got 90 niggas on their album, but you know, I got some heavy hitters. Everybody who on the album hard as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Who shit you gonna be on coming out? Like, who you been doing features and shit for?
I ain't really too tough in doing no features for real. I don't really be fucking with niggas like that. Like too many niggas, so I'd be like, shit. I don't know. I got a couple features, but I don't know if they gonna come out, so I don't wanna speak on them. Cause sometimes you might do a song and shit don't never come out.
Yeah.
It might not match what you were trying to do with the album, cause that's how my shit be.
Yeah, that's why niggas was mad about that Pop Smoke shit. Cause a lot of niggas had did features for the shit 50 did with Pop Smoke.
Oh yeah,
and they didn't come out, and niggas was like upset about for that real? Kind of shit.
Sometimes shit just don't work out though. Like it might not sound right, it might not fit the body. Cause some people just put a whole bunch of songs together and throw it out. Mm. Some people like how me and Metro do, like we everything match up, so it's like certain sounds. It's like it's just different. You know,
shit,
what I'm
like a movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's down to like you score, like he scored the shit.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So exactly. Like shit got to be like in the same spacing, be consistent, like with each other type shit.
What'd you say to rappers? How would you advise like rappers to stay safe? Because we've seen a bunch of shit going on with rappers for a long time, especially the last few years. Like, what would you say to rappers that's new to the game, moving around on the road and shit? Like some tips and keys to stay safe out there.
How I look at the shit, like rap down there, like I feel like the people take it too serious to the point where it's like, Denzel Washington have been a million niggas. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He done made $1 gazillion being a million different people. I feel like the world need to look at rappers that same way.
Entertainment.
Like, this shit just entertainment.
Facts.
Like, most people who rapping a certain way, they not doing, like, I ain't doing shit. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Mm. I just rap and feed my family. Mm. But a lot of people don't look at it like that, so they try and target you. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They try and target you.
Yeah.
When it's like, no, I'm Denzel Washington. Whenever right. You I'm right. Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Treat me the same way. Yeah. When you see me, treat me like a successful black man. Don't treat me like no rapper.
I like that.
You see what I'm saying? Because they don't categorize you as a successful black man. They're going to categorize, oh, he's a rapper. No, I'm a successful entrepreneur. Mm. Rap is one of the things that I do. But don't take it no further than that. This shit just entertainment. Mm. For sure.
That makes sense.
Who's they taught you that in media school? Like,
it's the truth. Yeah.
Right, it's the truth. The media training.
Nah, it's the truth, bro.
Nah, you just do facts.
When they get to a certain level, it's like, bro, I'm a rapper, bro. I ain't nothing else.
That shit down, too.
For real. Like, I'm
bro, you know, this big fact. This ain't all that vanity shit, all that big shit you be doing, bro. This big fact, bro.
I'm speaking facts.
So when you popping all that shit in the music, what you talking about then? I'm training day.
I'm training. You want to go to jail, you want to go home. You want to go to jail, you want to go home. I'm Denzel. Same way Denzel can just
Malcolm X.
He just turned into a nigga. I just turned into savage shit. When I get out the booth, that shit off. I'm a family man, businessman. You know what I'm saying?
Not a fact.
For real. Don't never get it twisted. Like, this shit is entertainment. I'm entertaining people.
Yeah. The immigration case, all that shit, is that shit over with?
Nah. But, you know, the lawyers dealing with it.
Right.
So they ship you back, what you gonna do? Like, you gotta go.
I don't think they gonna do that. But if they do shit, my money going with me for sure. I'll be all right. For sure. Money don't go nowhere. The money go wherever you go. Shit, they got rich people over there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be one of them.
Yeah.
How many niggas you gonna take with you?
I'm taking everybody. Everybody.
Nigga tagged out.
Everybody coming.
I can't wait.
Everybody gonna wanna come. They coming. Can't wait. They not nigga letting me go out. By myself anyway. Yeah. They coming for
nigga
sure.
Nigga tagged out. Like.
Hell yeah. Got to.
Nah, man, this shit gonna be out.
Over there that I like.
It's too many people fuck with you.
Over where?
Energy too strong. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga done came too far.
Yeah, this shit gonna all work out.
I done overcame every obstacle came my way. Like, shit. Nigga don't really know how that shit be like. Nigga just growing up like nigga in the hood and a nigga immigrant. So no matter what, you can't go to college. You can't get no license. You can't get no job. Like, my mom used to be paranoid.
You like a bomb.
Like, for real.
You get caught on time.
My mom used to be scared to drive. Like, scared. But she had to drive. No license. My mom ain't never had a license till I was probably like 24, 25 when I got some money and got her shit straight. You get what I'm saying? So our struggle was different. Like, it wasn't no other option. I couldn't go get a job. I couldn't go to college. I couldn't get a license. Like, I just got my license when I was like 25, 26 years old.
But you wanted to go get a job.
If I could, I would. Hell yeah. Like, if I could rewind the time and they just be like,
I ain't talking about now, what you know now. I'm saying then, when you get, when you
like high school, like 15, 14, 15, when all my partners who bad as a motherfucker on probation, they probation officers making them go get summer job.
Yeah.
I'm on probation. I can't get no summer job. See what I'm saying? So all the shit that I kind of probably would have did if I could have did, it was like a closed door type shit. So I couldn't even do it if I wanted to.
So how did you get in school and all that shit? Like
when I started going to school, that was before 9/11. When all the 9/11 shit happened, they changed a lot of them rules and laws.
Yeah.
So when I first came here, I came here like 98 or some shit. So I was like 6, 7. When I came and started going to school, that was before 9/11. So shit went as strict. After 9/11 happened, shit got real strict. So that's like what kind of fucked up a lot of the shit, like type shit.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
when you was down, like, with that shit, man, like, what was your mindset? Like, because my fear was, I was like, damn, it can't go like this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, bro, like, this can't be the end.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't go like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So everybody was praying for you and shit. Yeah. But what was you thinking?
What was I just trying to get out that motherfucker, really? Yeah. Like, that was the first thing. And then it was like, shit.
When you start getting
one of the officers in the, like, one of the Homeland Security people, when we was in court, right? Like, well, my mama had made a sacrifice for me while I was locked up. So she told me, like, you're going to get a bond. Mm. Okay, so boom. When before the bond hearing, one of the officers was like, bro, you good. You're going to be all right. Woo woo woo. I prayed for you. Woo woo woo. So I'm like, damn, the officers want me out. I'm like, I'm like, damn, this shit crazy, like how much love I got. So boom, after they give me the bond and shit, boom, the officer put me to the side. He said some shit. He was like, you got a shot. Don't, some shit along them lines, like, don't throw it away type shit. So that shit just stuck with me. So I was just like, damn. Nigga make all this shit, do all this shit, and it be like little shit like that, that'll just open your eyes. Cause it's like, nigga done been to jail before, but it's like, I ain't never just sat in that motherfucker rich. It's a whole different thing.
Shit totally different when you got something, like, come out here and
fucked
do
up. When I was fucked up in jail, it's like, all right, woo woo, let's fight. Woo-doo,
woo-doo. I need some rest.
Nigga don't care. When you got money and you successful, and it's like, nigga a full-time parent, like, just knowing, like, damn, I can't even see my kids. That was probably the worst part of the whole shit. But then it got me to thinking, like, because I got some friends who got, like, real biz. So I just started thinking, like, damn, this what these niggas be going through? Because when you ain't never just sat down, you don't really think about it that much. Because it's just like, you know so many niggas who locked up.
Yeah.
But then when you sit down and really think about that shit, like, bro, it's niggas who ain't seen their kids in years. Talk to their family, ain't seen what their mama look like in years. Ain't ate regular food in years. Like, just small shit. Nigga ain't made his bed up. A nigga ain't had a twin size bed. Fuck a queen or a king and all that. A regular bed, a mattress this thick. A nigga ain't felt that in years type shit. So it just made me more so thankful, more so. Like, while I was in there, I went in. At first, I was like, damn, I ain't need to get out, woo-woo-woo-woo. But then as I sat down, like, damn, nigga really do need to think. Maybe this shit was just meant for me to just think and just think about, like, where the hell my life going. The shit that I'm worried about, I need to be worried about other things. Not even worried, be more appreciative to the shit that I got. Because it's like, man, that shit in there let you make you feel like, bro, you ain't got nothing. Like, the money don't even matter once you get behind there.
Facts.
Then they had me on, like, lockdown. So it's like, I ain't see no other person who was locked up.
You was in a hole, like,
It wasn't like no hole. They had me on medical, but because I'm a rapper, they had to have me, like, I couldn't be in population. But I'm begging them, like, put me in population, woo-doo-woo-woo. But they couldn't. But the lady who worked there, I love her to death. Like, she put a TV in there. I watched the Grammys. Like, she made, like, a lot of shit happen while I was back there type shit. But at first, they just had a nigga, like, 23-1. Like, I couldn't even come out my room. Like, the first 3-4 days, I ain't even come out my room. Probably, like, after, like, a week, that's when they started letting me go on the yard for, like, an hour, shit like that. But at first, I was just locked down.
When everybody was hearing you talking about all the love you was getting on the outside, like, I guess, like, J-Rock, now I know a bunch of people was just, like, riding for you. What was your thought process behind that? Like, damn, that's a lot of real niggas kind of fucking with me that I didn't even know.
I couldn't even process it I was more so just, like, I need to get the fuck out.
Get out of here. I got you.
So, but when I got out, like, I pulled up on Jay-Z at his house and shit. Him and Beyonce was in there and Big. We was kicking it. You know, he a regular nigga. Like, I just was thinking, like, when I first got out, I texted him, like, I'm going to pay you back. He was like, I don't want your money. He said, pay me back by being great. Woo-woo-woo-woo.
That's
all right. So I pulled up on him, chopped it up, just thanked him and shit like that because he ain't had to do that shit. But, like, when I got out, I really started to see, like, all the love, and I'm like, damn, that's crazy. And I noticed all the fake love, too, all the niggas who didn't show love. So if you wondering why I've been stiff on you since I got out, it's because you're a bitch, and you did not say free me.
But you just said, it don't sound like
real
Denzel.
Shit, bro.
Because
I be saying free a lot of niggas.
Yeah.
So when I was fucked up, like, nigga, no, it ain't no, I ain't locked up for no crazy shit, but it's still like, nigga, I still was away from my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, just show that you support a nigga, like how I show
support. Yeah, and all the little jokes and all that shit.
Yeah, like I seen all that shit. I wasn't really tripping on the jokes, cause like,
it's part of the culture.
Yeah, and it's like, man, I done been through so much shit. Like, I don't really care about no joke. I done been shot. I don't care about no joke. Mm. But it's still like, don't joke with my freedom. Cause when y'all niggas be locked up for the shit y'all do, a nigga don't be joking. I don't joke. I'm not no jokey jokey nigga who laugh while a nigga in jail anyway. Yeah. I'm not that type of nigga.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's like, all right, it's all good. Album come out tomorrow. Fuck them niggas. Straight up.
Back.
What else 21 Savage wanna do, bro?
Everybody know I fly planes and shit.
What you mean fly, like pilot?
Yeah, like pilot. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I go to pilot school. I just want to change my side of town. Like, to that shit look like, I want to make $1 billion and make Glenwood look like Buckhead.
Mm.
That's
for
big.
Cheap, though.
That's
for the,
big.
For cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And just see how that that's work big. Out. Cause I feel like if you change the environment, like it'll change a nigga mindset. That's the only way our mindset gonna change. Mm. If we wake up every day and see dirt and trash and J's and shit all day,
mm-hmm.
we ain't gonna think no bigger than that. We gonna think about, damn, we gonna get rich and buy an apartment right here and stay right here. You see what I'm saying?
You think? Yeah, but I'm gonna just say some real. You think niggas will appreciate that shit? Like if you do all that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Cause look, once upon a time, going down 20 East, Lithonia was supposed to be something like that. Lithonia got all the nice houses and all that shit.
That shit was expensive though.
It was expensive. You're right.
It used to be until niggas started dying out there. But it was expensive. You can't go nowhere where the hood look nice and it's cheap. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Why can't the hood look nice? Why can't the lower end of our communities look nice? If we got all this money that's up here, why can't we make? Because it don't cost shit to make shit look new.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying? All that shit, when them folk do be trying to make that shit look new, but that shit lay about 5 years.
They fucked up, man.
Everything, that shit look like some bullshit.
It don't look like bullshit like Glenwood look like. New Capitol Homes. It look new. It don't look like no bullshit though.
Yeah, it's still
like the same. It's still the hood, but it ain't as bad as it would have been if they would have kept it the same.
Yeah.
The same thing with Carver Homes.
Nah, real shit.
Carver Homes look nice. You know what I'm saying? In comparison to what it used to look like.
When they go through that, it's gonna be all right. But the J's still like that.
The J's can beat up, but at least let the kids have like a clean playground where they can play at.
Yeah.
Where they don't see like fucked up old shit, gunshot, bullet shell.
Yeah, property management. Like somebody out there clean that shit
like
up.
Like trash. Here. Just pick the trash up. Like get these kids like an after school program. Cause it'd be like me, fifth grade, fourth grade, all A's. I won the spelling bee in fifth grade and the math competition. Mm. But when I come home and I ain't got nothing to do and I go outside to play, going outside to play, go from hanging with kids to pick their black and mild up off the ground. Real shit. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? A nigga go outside and play, nigga start picking up old roaches, old cigarette, nigga rolling up brown paper bags, smoking. Yeah. Then that shit turned to weed. Then the weed turned to, you done got caught in school with a nick amid. Now you on probation. And it just get worse and worse. But if I would have been doing some shit that meant something while I was at home instead of just running around apartments playing, if I would have been in a program or just something, even if it's like, I got a studio in my hood, all the kids that want to rap and make music come to this studio or anything, maybe I would have never got into a little bit of trouble that I did. Mm. See what I'm saying? That's just how I think. And it started with cleaning this shit. And making it look like safe for a child to even be at, first of all.
Mm.
Then it's like giving them an opportunity to do something else with their time. Because the rate is going now, kids really starting to live through their phones. Mm. So if we don't stop that, it's like everybody just going to be walking around hypnotized, really. Mm. Just looking in their phones. Because we taking away the basic skills we knew how to just do shit when we was young. Throw them up, bust them up, just little shit. Kids ain't even doing that. Kids don't want to do nothing but play the game. So what the hell skill, what brain skills are they developing while they playing this game?
And physical.
Like just physical.
And physical skills.
Like what? That ain't healthy. You ain't running around like we was running around. My mama couldn't pay me to sit in the house and play the game when I was young. Mm. We ain't even had no game, first of all. Wasn't no game, ain't no game. That's out the question.
Yeah.
A game, you ain't getting no game. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, would I think the way I think if I was just sitting in the house playing the game my whole life? Would I even know how to move or how to hustle, how to try and make something out of nothing? I wouldn't know all that if I was playing the game when I was a child. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
What you think about voting?
I can't vote because I'm an immigrant.
Okay.
But, you know, I ain't really into politics and shit. So, I ain't going to talk about all that. I don't know.
Yeah. Fair enough.
This shit crazy out here. The world crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing. No, I told you, no matter who in that motherfucker, it's all the same for us. No matter who in
office. I feel like shit getting better, though.
How?
Like, as far as, like, it ain't getting better, but it's a... I see opportunity for it to get better. Besides all these killings and shit, because I don't really know why that shit be happening. And I like this. I feel like, okay, if you a black man, we know what these police doing. Some of them is like, why the fuck did they do that? Some of the motherfuckers I be looking like, why the fuck did you do that? See what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Don't get their ass a reason to shoot you, because you know they'll shoot you. Mm. So don't try and be like on some rebellious shit because you on some fuck the police because they harming us shit. Mm. And let that get you killed at the same time, because they will kill you. They not asking like, oh, is this justified for they pull the trigger? So don't even play with them. They ask me, step out your car. Yes, sir. Put your hands up. Yes, sir. Don't move. Yes, sir. I ain't gonna give them a reason, whether it's right or wrong. I ain't trying to argue, and I ain't trying to give you no reason really to do nothing. So don't provoke them folks. That's what I'm saying. Mm. If you're in a situation like, okay, protesting, that's cool. But if you're in a situation where it's just you and the officer and you know you dead in the right, still comply. So you keep your life, bro, because ain't nothing worth losing your life.
I think the debate from some people is just that, though, somebody of another color can do the same exact shit.
That shit ain't the same,
but though. That ain't the position
we in. It ain't the
in.
Same. Yeah, we got to accept it.
We in a position to argue that and protest and say that we against that and it's wrong, but that is different than the being reality. In a situation.
The reality is.
Where it's like, he got a gun, he could kill you. Don't do it in that moment in time. It's a time and a place for everything. Mm. So if you in a predicament and he telling you don't move, even though you know you right and you know he wrong, don't move still though. Listen to him. So you can make it home and then protest about what happened. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like on some real shit, like growing up in Atlanta, like our police ain't really just killing niggas like that. Mm-hmm. Like I ain't grow up like that. Like they might hop out, beat you up if you on a block, shit like that. But just far as like a whole lot of just police shootings, that's just like, well, I don't know about them if they did happen, but I ain't really had no run in with the law where I felt like my life was in danger or no shit like that.
Mm. Nah, cause you different though.
I'm talking about my whole life, like even a young nigga, like I ain't really just ran into no racist ass police officers running around Atlanta, bro. Like just on some racist
them
shit,
counties,
not in Atlanta.
But in counties, I'm saying. Somebody in Clayton will tell you
yeah,
different.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I say. That shit different.
Like
counties.
DeKalb County, Fulton County. Like I ain't really just bumped into that. Not like that, but it happened though. Shit be happening. But shit, I be having my own outlook on a lot of the shit that be going on. Yeah. Like, and it might not be public opinion, so I just keep what I think like to myself type shit. But I be feeling like some niggas be doing some dumb ass shit. And they shouldn't be doing that. And I feel like sometimes the police be dead wrong. Like, George Floyd, ain't no explanation.
Yeah, ain't no explanation.
Would 21 Savage ever do Love and Hip Hop?
Nah, hell nah.
No,
hell,
not gonna happen.
Nah, hell nah.
Just throwing it out there.
Somebody ain't nothing wrong with it, though, but I just feel like I ain't really no talking type nigga anyway to be on no show, like reality show anyway. Like, I ain't, hell nah.
But you do some regular acting.
For sure. Yeah.
Movie
for
shit.
The money, yeah.
Well, speaking of Love and Hip Hop, I want to know, how did you get into R&B?
I grew up on R&B, though, like my mama. My mama used to play it all day. And, you know, dealing with different women, that's what they listen to. You know, cheated on them, you might come home. some cheated on R&B.
Cheated on R&B.
But that shit be hard, though. That shit be hard. And then that shit just turn you on as you just like. I say my mama and my first baby mama. That's how she listened to too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the shit that I get, I didn't listen. I listen to now. I done got it from my baby mama, or my mama, shit like that, or my sisters, mm-hmm. homegirls, shit like that. But I really be turning everybody on the songs for real. They down though. Mm-hmm. Really, I like just.
You got a playlist of that shit in your phone?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That shit hard. You got to put that out, bro.
Yeah, I got a playlist.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite, like, singer person?
Like, group, a girl, a boy.
Single girl or boy. Let's do girl, boy, and group. Fuck you.
All right, so I say boy, a man. I ain't going to say boy. Man, I probably say Avant. Avant up there.
Wow.
Okay. Then the other okay. boy, but I ain't going to say his name because the other boy be doing some other shit. But the other boy hard, too. Y'all know who the other boy homie. Is. The homie.
Homie.
Yeah. Somebody's girl is at this party.
Next.
Who the homie? What he on this?
Man, nigga, you know who it is. Oh, man. Say a nigga name, man. You know who it is. The man. Other boy
the other
doing
the other
shit.
World,
be doing
bro.
The other shit.
R. Kelly.
You just want to say a name.
Yeah, I'm saying shit. I fuck with Kelly, though. You still be listening to R. Kelly?
Yeah, nigga listen to it. But nah, I stopped. I stopped when I seen that surviving shit.
Mm. So you believe him?
Hell yeah. You don't believe them folks? Nobody lying, bro. I don't think them folks lying, bro.
It's hard for like 20 yeah, all I'm saying is hard for 20 people to lie. I ain't saying somebody ain't lying.
I just be giving niggas a benefit of the doubt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why y'all ain't been told?
But I see what you saying, though. 20 niggas can't tell.
That's what I was saying
lie.
To say. Like, that's a
but
lot of production.
But it could be an exaggerated.
Nah, 20 people could tell the same lie, but I don't think man. Them 20 people telling
that's
the same
what I'm
lie.
Saying.
But it's possible.
Because
but,
this shit been going on too long. Bruh, like,
man,
this whole...
they had a video. He on video. Whenever you get through, he's on video.
He yo. Said, that's it, bro.
Bro, he on
said the nigga
video.
Ain't have a mole or something about a mole or something.
Man, listen, man. Man. Nah. Everybody saw that video, though.
So that was him.
Who gosh, that man. Is.
He got pictures with them folks and all type of shit. But yeah, we ain't really... That shit fucked up. And I'm
okay, so let's get to the girl.
Avant.
Yeah, get like
your
get
favorite
girl.
Let's get to the favorite girl.
Like, just one, like, girl. Damn, let me... I'm trying to think.
You got to get this one right, Savage. You know who the GOAT is.
You got to know who the GOAT is.
I can't just name one girl. I'll give you five, not in order.
Two.
Top five.
Two.
Dead or alive.
No, hell no. Two.
Two?
It's one GOAT, and then there's some others, but there's one GOAT now.
The GOAT of our generation.
She the GOAT of singing that shit. How she sing that. Oh, let me let him talk.
We must not be talking about the same lady.
Who are you talking about? 90s?
I'm talking about...
In the 90s?
Yeah, from
I can't give you two screen.
I give as many as you want, but it better start with
five.
The GOAT.
I give you a five.
Start with the GOAT, though.
My GOAT is Monica. I don't give a fuck.
Salute to Monica.
Category,
we love you, Monica.
Period.
Love, show.
We love Monica. Up.
Beyonce.
We talking about singing. Well, okay, Beyonce.
Beyonce up, though. I'm not talking about in no order, though.
Yeah.
Beyonce a pop star.
Beyonce. But Beyonce got that shit, too.
Yeah,
that
no, I'm just saying Beyonce. What she did. Yeah, yeah, she just popped.
Okay, Monica for sure.
The GOAT. Who was hotter than Mary J. in the 90s?
I just said you can't.
Of course, Mary J.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be mad. That's what I'm saying. That's the GOAT. That's the GOAT of the 90s, at least.
Of course, Mary J.
Keisha Cole got some shit, too.
The 2000s.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we got Beyonce, we got Monica, we got Mary. I ain't gonna lie. Alicia Keys.
Alicia
I listen
Keys
to a lot
sure.
of Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of Faith Evans. Mm.
Okay.
I listen
see,
to a lot
that
of.
Slipped my mind.
I listen yep. to a lot of Ashanti.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She ran shit.
She knew, but I listen to a lot of SZA.
Yeah.
Okay. I listen to a lot of Janae. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Brandy got some of them ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then groups. Shit,
you did.
My number one group is SWV.
For sure.
Period.
Gotta be.
That's my number one group. Then Escape.
Okay.
Escape.
Then I like Destiny Child. I like 702.
Mm.
I like Cut Close.
Okay.
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 Okay. Man,
well, Savage Wedding gonna be lit.
Yeah, you know,
we got Boys the Men.
Okay,
Key Sweat. I said Avant.
Well, now you talking about groups?
Yeah,
just
Key Sweat ain't a
band group.
Just all type of shit.
Oh, just all. Okay, I got you. Key Sweat.
I'm just naming
Boys
shit.
I forget.
Drew Hill was hard.
Drew Hill went up.
What about Backstreet?
Boys, Backstreet Boys.
I ain't really listening.
No, no. Black Street.
Teddy Riley, Black Street. Shit.
H-Town.
Bitch, I was just finna say that.
Bitch. Jodeci.
Yeah.
Jodeci. Yeah, Jagged Edge.
Yeah, most definitely.
Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
That's my number one male.
Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge is my number one male group. Because I got so much shit that nigga be listening to it. Like, Jagged Edge is my number one male group. And damn, who else I was finna say?
What about Silk?
Silk, cool. I fuck with Silk.
Okay.
112, we said 112.
112.
112.
Yeah. 112.
Yeah.
That's my number two.
Yeah.
Male group.
Yeah.
Jagged Edge, 112.
You fuck with reggae too? Afrobeats, like other shit
I fuck with reggae, yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck with Davido.
DeVito. Yeah.
You said I fuck with his shit on the Afrobeats.
Fucking with Post, did that make you fuck with pop a little more?
Post ain't really pop to me though, bro.
Rap.
He like a different. He like a fusion of a lot of shit.
Yeah. Okay. Like, they play him on pop radio a lot.
Yeah, but I can't really get him pop though, cause he like got swag to it. It ain't like pop. Like, when you think of pop, I don't know. That he ain't pop. He like if he pop, he trap pop. Mixed in
trap
one.
Pop. Got you.
Like, but I don't really be listening to like pop type shit. But what we is pop now? Cause pop is,
rap
just
is fucking
popular
pop.
Music. That's preach what pop
that
is.
Shit. You right?
It ain't really a sound. Pop ain't really got a sound for it.
It's just the most popular music.
Popular music. And rap is the most popular music right now. So shit, we pop. Drake probably the number one pop artist. He is for sure right now. We is pop though.
So like, bro, I feel like you work with everybody you needed to work. Not needed to, but like you got records with Drake, you got records with Alicia Keys, you got records with like, who else you want to work with? Or will we hear some of those people tomorrow?
Nah.
No.
Jay-Z. I want Jay-Z. To do a song with Jay-Z.
You got Jay-Z on there?
Nah, hell.
Bro, you finna go.
I need one with Jay-Z. I need one with Rihanna. I need one with Beyonce.
R. Kelly.
Nah. I can't do nothing with R. Kelly. He violated the ladies, man. I'm a ladies fact. Man. I can't go against the women.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I got to have one with Avant. I got to have one with Jagged Edge.
I think you call Avant, he'll be honored.
Yeah, that'll be hard.
Yeah, they just had him on the Shade Room the other day. He's trying to make a comeback.
Oh, yeah, I think
he'll be honored. What about the other nigga with the name Joe?
Joe was hard.
People sleep on Joe.
Joe and Avant, that was like the same, you know what I'm saying, the same like time frame.
But Avant had the motherfuckers, though.
Yeah, Donnell Jones had some vibes. Donnell Jones.
That other nigga was hard, too. Case?
Case
was hard.
Why don't nobody? Why don't nobody ever say Tyrese?
Tyrese had some. I feel like Tyrese didn't like drop as much shit as everybody. That's probably why.
He was acting the shit.
Yeah,
doing other shit.
But he got some of them one like Sweet Lady and all that. He got some shit. But I feel like he went further in the acting more than he did like with his music
all this
career.
Shit popping out like the same time. Yeah. So like
he just took off with the acting. But if he would have probably stayed with the same, he would have had more shit. You know what I'm saying? That nigga hard too, though. Everybody was hard. John B. Hard. Everybody, bro.
What's the name of your label? What's the name of your label?
Slaughter Gang.
Would you sign an R&B artist? Or have you already? Would you sign one?
I signed one.
You'll sign one?
Yeah,
if they could sing for real?
Yeah, as long as it's hard.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't appreciate, it got to be a girl. Cause they don't really appreciate the dudes R&B like.
Who was what if you found a dude that was like on some Moby Dick shit? Like
Bryson went crazy.
Like the niggas.
So you
that
sign
that
no singing nigga. You saying you want to sign no singing nigga?
I will, but not. But it got to be some different shit that's gonna cut.
Chris
cut
Brown
through.
Singing that type of singing.
No,
it ain't even really like your voice. It's more so like your style, your swag, the way you doing it. Cause it's like nowadays, like it got to cut through.
A nigga like a Bryson Tiller or a Sick Black.
Yeah, some shit like
other
black.
Young
See,
nigga
black
too though.
Different. Yeah. Black different though. Like
the other young nigga, he about the harder one out right now.
This young nigga. I ain't gonna say young nigga.
Black.
You talking about black?
I'm talking about Jacquees.
Jacquees
hard.
Sure.
I like Jacquees.
My brother,
a young nigga.
Yeah.
Oh God, like
that nigga hard. Him and K Camp. Ain't that who's on that song? I think it's KK on song.
Jacquees got that.
That shit hard.
Gotta be with you and all your bullshit. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. That's K Camp. That's him.
But goddamn, damn, what the fuck out. You know who hard? Brent Fires. That Brent nigga.
Fires. Oh, yes. Oh my God, yes.
That nigga yes. hard.
Yeah.
See, he yes. different. That's yeah. the type of shit like I sound like.
Wale mm-hmm. Tarmi on it.
That nigga
music.
Different. Crazy. He on some more shit.
Nah,
he rapping about street. He's singing about street shit.
He got a song yeah. called Rehab. Everybody mm-hmm. got to check that out. But he mixing like, it too. Oh my God.
And that.
And gang, that gang, around.
That gang over love.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That was the vibe.
Gang over love. That's the one.
Brent Fires.
Yo, that nigga hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, yeah, you know.
What you got going on Riverside album?
Giving back, turning my brothers up, turning the crew up, you know.
This time with the back to school thing that you did, you got boy computers this time, right?
Yeah, laptops, yeah. That's cause hard. You know they doing a lot of online classes.
And Wi Fi?
Yeah, Wi Fi too.
What?
Yeah, we gave away Wi Fi too.
How the hell you give away Wi Fi?
Just pay for the Wi Fi.
Bankroll.
pay their bills.
That's crazy.
B-roll. But Keisha helped me with the like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You invested in Xfinity.
No, I'm saying
that's
we
big.
With Xfinity and then we
no, I'm saying that's crazy though, because niggas ain't doing that.
But year straight, they promo code covers they Xfinity bill for a year straight.
Yeah,
wow.
That's all. Right.
And so on my side, and then me and Keisha did it in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Keisha.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm trying to do a lot more of that shit though. You know, like give back and shit. That's like my thing now. I got all the houses, I got all the condos, the cars, the watches. Now it's like I just want a better life.
You should be like a Savage Claus for Christmas.
What you mean? Like dress up?
Yeah.
Nah, man. What the fuck wrong with that?
They ain't getting contacts and shit, man.
Yeah.
Tripping.
That weed ain't got any.
You need to start writing your question down, bro.
She said
that
Savage
nigga said
Claus.
Savage. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. I'm going to drop Savage mode and dress up like Santa Claus. How that gonna work? I told
you I'm acting. Right. But if you're acting, you should be able to be a soldier.
I can't, but I can't do it. That come with time. Denzel, that don't make sense, you know how long Denzel been acting?
If you're acting, if you can make yourself a thug, a gangster, you can make yourself a Santa Claus. So are you, what are we saying now? You are acting. You are acting. Which
one? I think some of that shit got in his nose.
You are acting, so you tell me you can't take on another role?
Yeah, we doing Santa Claus. Yay! I told you I'm on my Denzel shit.
Hey, what about the, what you doing? What you doing for, y'all used to do shit around Halloween, right?
Yeah.
What you doing?
For my birthday?
Yeah.
I'm trying to put it together now. Trying to think what I want to do. I was thinking about going to Aspen.
Mm. Go skiing. Oh, you ain't doing no party?
If I do, it's going to be like rich kids era. One of them type parties. I was thinking about doing that. I'm going to probably do the rich kids type party, like whatever, like 2009. 2008. Yeah. Yeah, so probably like 9, 10. So we'll do a 2010s party. Mm. And then goddamn, go to Aspen or some shit. Yeah. But I was skeptical about the party at first because of all this corona shit. I don't want to be responsible then motherfuckers come to the party and get to catching the rona and shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
Man, if niggas ain't in Atlanta ain't caught the rona yet, the way these clubs been
wide open,
and all that
bro.
Shit, man, this niggas ain't gonna catch the rona, bro.
Rona probably said, bro, I ain't even fuck with them niggas.
Fuck Atlanta, man.
Bro, them niggas
done
bucked, bro. This shit is up, bro.
They ready to go to war with that. They ready to go to war with corona.
Yeah, this shit up, bro. I'm tired.
Never close down.
They got a motherfucker wall to wall.
Never close down.
Atlanta got to do better, man. We got to do better, too, though, man.
DJs ain't no time to bounce. Nobody ain't practicing. Like, bro, fuck that shit, bro. Take that motherfucker out. For real, bro.
Louis got $1,000 face shield for you.
Yeah, I saw that.
All my designer dudes.
Yeah. Hey, what we need to be on for 2021, bro? Speak some prophecy. What we on 2021? Of course, getting more money, helping the hood. I like that. Everybody need to go help their hood, not just hang out in it, but help it.
That I probably say 2021, we got to stop co-signing bullshit.
Break it. Elaborate, please.
Like, if you see a nigga doing some bullshit, bro, don't side with it. Tell him, boy, you on some bullshit. Cut that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got to start back being men and stop being like, it's a line between being player and being a fuck nigga.
Be men, not yes men.
Exactly. Niggas got to learn to like call a nigga out. Like, cause everybody around me who you see with me, they going to call me out. Mm. Well, that was lame. You should have never did that. Mm. Start calling that shit out. Stop standing behind it, acting like you ready to go do life or catch a bullet for it. And you know it's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Cause then you going to be ready to go against the code. Cause you gonna know in the back of your head, bro. I really was just rhyming for the nigga, and he was really on some bullshit.
Facts.
Mm. Instead of telling a nigga like, bro, you dead ass wrong. Be a man, nigga. I feel like the man element gone out of these niggas. Like the new generation, it's like niggas don't even aspire to be a stand up nigga. Like
in some situations, big facts, 1,000,000% right. But you think in some situations, because maybe the young niggas don't listen to some of the niggas that's gonna tell them the right thing.
They don't have an example.
I feel like they're listening. I feel like they ain't hearing it.
Mm. Get what? I'm gonna tell you something, bro. I don't give a fuck what nigga you hear, bro. You know right from wrong. A nigga ain't gotta tell you what sucker shit is. You know, unless niggas players slip up and do little shit like wrong shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about straight sucker shit. You know, cause you can call out when another nigga doing it. You just can't call out when you doing it.
Exactly.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? I've seen nigga do the same shit that you just told me was some sucker shit, so how you don't realize? So I'm just like, man, some niggas you can't tell them. You just gotta let them. That's you.
Tell them. And if they don't listen, then that's on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but you don't wanna be the nigga who, like, I hate the nigga who say, well, I knew that was gonna happen. Don't say that you knew. Nigga, tell me.
Right.
I do anything lame and you feel like, boy, he on some lame shit, that nigga gonna tell me. My nigga's gonna tell me. He gonna call me. Somebody gonna call me like, hey, bro, tripping. Niggas need to start paying attention to that. When you see every nigga with you ain't telling you wrong, bro, these niggas either some bitches or they want you to fall. If a nigga just let you do that shit. So you need to open your eyes up to that shit. And a lot of y'all niggas who hanging around these niggas, because these niggas like regular niggas. You got niggas who rappers. Like, start surrounding yourself with niggas who really gonna tell you don't, because a lot of niggas box them niggas out. Mm. Or he feel like he bigger than me, or he feel like he can go against me. Woo the woo. Niggas misinterpret that. You see what I'm saying? Mm. But niggas gotta start appreciating that shit. I love when a nigga tell me where that was lame. Mm. I go on your shit. Woo the woo the woo. You know what I'm saying? Cause that let me know like you want me to be on top of my game. Mm. Some niggas wanna see you do lame shit and crash out.
Yeah. Big Faster, 21 Savage.
Savvy getting the game to the young nigga. Get a young nigga some game though, bro.
For real, that
on shit. How to get some real paper though.
Invest that shit.
Nah, I ain't talking about that. I'm saying like a nigga is zero. What should he do? A nigga is zero. Like, I ain't got nothing but my dick and my gun.
Go get a job, nigga. Mm. Don't be too gangster to goddamn feed your family.
Facts. Mm.
Niggas goddamn be. It's just like it's a thin line between being a fuck nigga and a player. It's a thin line between a gangster and an idiot. Don't be no idiot. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no money. Yeah. You ain't got no hope, no way to do nothing. Go fill out a fucking application and go to job and work, though. Bro.
Yeah.
You can still smoke weed when you get out. Yeah. Right. Work. You can hang on the block with your gun or whatever the hell you want
to do. Whatever you want to do. Then
go get you a job.
Just get out the clock.
And feed your family, bro. Straight up. Don't be too gangster to where you are starved. Gangsters ain't trying to starve, bro. Hell nah. Gangsters trying to eat and feed the kids and mom and mama and them. Mm. For real, don't be no idiot. A lot of these niggas ain't gangster, they just idiots. Mm. And by them being dumb, it make them think they crazy. You ain't crazy. You just stupid, bro. You ain't crazy, bro.
Nice.
For real, you just dumb. Like, you ain't no gangster, bro. You just slow. Real shit. Niggas be getting that shit twisted, bro. And don't co-sign fuck nigga shit and be acting like, bro, it's for the money. We getting money. Like, all right, that money cool, but it's certain codes and ethics and shit that I stand on that I'm not going against for no amount of money. Mm. I don't care what you pay me. Mm. You can't pay me to be no rat, period. You can't pay me to snake one of my main dogs. You see what I'm saying? It's just certain shit that I won't do, certain lines that I won't cross, period, just because I'm a man. And niggas be crossing them lines and kicking it like it's for the money. Like, if you gonna do that for the money, what else you gonna do?
That for the money, you'll get fucked.
Yeah, what else you'll do?
Yeah.
What else you'll do for the money?
Yeah.
If you'll look over that.
Oh, I can't say that.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, we ain't gonna speak on that side of the community, Jay.
No, we love them.
We love
But we didn't say who would get fucked. We just said that you would get fucked. It could be me. It could be anybody. Just to clean it up. I mean,
don't be ready to do anything for the paper, neither.
Exactly.
Like, all my young niggas. Don't let a nigga guide you into to jail or death.
Or the clout. Or the clout.
Yeah, or the clout. Or the clout. I don't really know about the clout.
Yeah, because these niggas don't even be wanting money. They just want attention. And that's the craziest shit ever in the world. Like,
if I had the choice. See, this is the thing. Niggas, like, we know Savage, man. He went and worked for that shit. It ain't just happen. Little young nigga might say, oh, Savage's life is cool. It's always been good for him. You see what I'm saying? So that's the problem. You skipping all the steps.
Yeah.
The whole 21 Savage story, you skipping all the steps to the success. It takes a lot of grind to get there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of decisions, a lot of heartache, all that shit.
See, I ain't never really want the clout. If they told me, like, look, bro, you can make the same money and be a low-key businessman or some shit, I would have chose that versus being a rapper. Like, if I had the choice.
Mm. Yeah, that's anything.
I would have rather just been a low-key player, nigga, with the money, you know, woo-woo-woo-woo. Mm. Versus, like, all the fame and shit, because the fame just make you a target. It's like, now I got to watch out for these folks. I got to watch out for niggas who hate on me, who might just want to kill me just so I'm dead. Mm. A nigga who might want to rob me. Mm. A nigga who might want to send me to jail, lie on me and get me locked up. Anything. Mm-hmm. It's just like, by you being known of what you are and who you are, it's like a gift and a curse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say I'm Denzel. I'll never get it confused. This shit is a job. My job is to make music and perform and entertain people. That's what I'm doing. It's how I'm getting my money.
Best album tomorrow, man.
You need to speak, nigga.
What I need to say? Talk show interview, bro. What
I'm saying, this ain't no interview. This is big facts. We just talking about facts.
Okay.
I want you to get a young nigga some game.
Give us some game, baby.
Shit every time, bro. It's your turn.
We want to hear you, though. Look, I want to hear you, bro. I can't hear you. Give me some game.
Oh, Savage, big fat fan, too.
Yeah,
know you're a big fat fan,
for sure.
That nigga be on from the beginning of that shit, bro. Keep doing that shit, bro. That's
I was a big fat fan when there was supposed to be no cap.
Nah, for sure.
No cap radio.
Yeah.
Before it was big fat.
Yeah.
That's another big fat.
Speak on it. Yeah. Speak on it.
That's another big fat.
Oh, yeah. I ran out of big fat from you. You say I stole that from you. Screen, did you come up with big facts, man?
I did not come up with big facts.
I'm talking about for the part. I thought we was.
Up with big facts.
Damn, so you just bummed me out. He's trying to say I stole big facts from him, so I'm trying. Yeah.
There's a few people saying
it was no cap.
Big fat.
Nah, I know that, but I'm saying, listen.
You know, we got all these niggas saying big, though, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we start a lot of trends. We just don't be getting the credit for it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of
when you're a trendsetter, bro, you don't even want no credit for it.
Nah, hell nah, but act like you know where you got it from, though. Don't try and act like you created it.
What happened to Yes Sirski? They start saying that already?
Yeah, people still saying that. That shit could just come from the east side, though. Like,
yeah, you try to say I stole that, too.
Nah, hell nah.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
That's
why I stopped saying
that. But like, that big. Big for well, man, you know. You know, we start a lot of this shit, but we just don't really be giving a fuck. That's what it's for, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
What was the term from the first album, bro? Issa. Definitely Issa.
But I don't think, that's just how Atlanta.
That nigga like a computer, but you're so fat. That nigga don't be shit,
boy. We made a lot of money off of Issa.
I made a couple million off of Meme, for real. But that Issa shit was just like, that's just how Atlanta niggas talk, though. Like,
yeah.
It's a blunt enough. Like, that's just how we talk.
Yeah.
It's a lot over there. So I don't really know how that got so blown up. But
what kind of inspiration you get to, like, a struggling rapper, like a nigga who done put out, like, 20 mixtapes?
Who the hell struggling and got time to put out 20 mixtapes?
You know what I'm saying?
You can't be struggling if you put out 20 mixtapes. I ain't even got 10 albums out.
You know what I'm talking about, bro. Like a nigga who really been in this shit. Like,
what he's really trying to say is, what would you tell a nigga that's whack?
Not even whack. Just, he might be got a
20
little sweat, but that shit just...
We trying to find, saying, like, trying a nigga to find just
deep
balance,
in their career. Do they keep going? They getting a little... But they ain't popped off yet.
Like, so all the rappers think we going too hard.
A lot of
all
rappers like think
you don't never stop. No, don't stop.
So he
that's
said,
what I'm saying.
He,
shit,
should I dog last? You said one.
That shit whack. That shit just whack, bro. I'm going to let
that's
a nigga
I'm
know
saying.
Though, like,
I'm saying
that's
you can waste saying. Your. So you don't think a nigga can waste their life in this rap shit? Like,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. If you ain't making no money,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
a nigga ain't making no dough, no features, no.
Like a nigga fucked up still.
But that's what they said. That's
not
what
a rapper like.
Oh, just stop, bro. If it's 20 mixtapes later, hell yeah, that shit ain't doing nothing.
How long you think it take for a nigga to pop out? Do you at least know what you got? Like, before you start spending your money on the nigga.
You can't really say that, bro.
How?
In the internet generation.
I feel like don't never get to the point where you stop being a hustler and you start being a dreamer.
There you go.
That's number one.
Facts.
Because after 20 mixtapes, bro, you dreaming at this point. You ain't even this shit like a real dream for you, bro. Like, you, what the hell are you doing?
After number 10.
You ain't got
10.
No money? You ain't got no dope.
Yeah, after number 10.
Yeah, that's the question.
But it's like you can't really put a time limit on it because how old 2 Chainz was
that's
when he got
I
on?
That's what I said last episode. 2 Chainz and Ross.
2 Chainz, you know, again. Features and shit,
man,
though.
2 Chainz was getting money, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, so don't never, he was never a dreamer. He was a hustler.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I'm not no hustler. I'm talking about a straight
a nigga who
dreamer.
Just got all their eggs and being a rapper and they got 20 mixtapes. Bro, stop. Just stop.
Thank
it's
you.
Over with.
I agree.
Just leave it alone.
I agree.
If you got 20 mixtapes out and you fucked up,
now the
ain't for you.
The rappers in our comments when we hurt their feelings last episode.
It's all good, bro. I'm just saying.
Some niggas need their feelings.
No, for sure. But that thing is,
not even 20 mixtapes. I'm gonna rephrase.
20
mixtapes is extremely.
10 is over.
Yes.
Hold up. Like this. If a nigga, you put your money in a nigga, your time. Like you knew Savage was gonna go up. Like as y'all was going up.
That nigga ain't put no money in me.
I ain't say money. I said time.
Nah, he put in time for sure.
I'm talking about effort. I'm saying.
He put in money too, though.
Come on, bro. Don't do me.
Because time is money.
And nigga, I got to buy my own hamburgers and shit. We ain't getting no money yet.
Yeah.
I got to, nigga, they buy money.
Yeah,
I might not be putting in you, but I'm still putting in what we doing.
Yeah.
when do you give up on a nigga? Like, man, I ain't even keep spending my money on a nigga.
It depends who it is, bro. Because if I'm your brother, I can't never give up on him.
It's like he say,
but I can wake you
so
up.
So you'll ride out with a nigga 20 mixtape later.
No, by the fourth mixtape, I'm been and told you, but that shit some bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get what I'm saying. I'm saying, when do you?
Like he said, it ain't just doing fuck shit. It's anything you gonna hold your friends accountable.
Thank you. Thank you. Like this ain't it, bro. Let's do something else.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be like, it's over with. I'm gonna be like, bro, let's.
Yeah, let's go.
I ain't saying give up on him as a person. I'm saying like give up on. It's I ain't finna be with your dream, bro.
Nah, hell nah, but we gonna come up with another dream.
For sure.
That's how you do it. You don't just leave it in the dry.
In business, see, not your brother. This is a business conversation now.
See, y'all don't
you just aside the nigga.
The label dropping you though, bro.
But you don't understand there's something worse than the fucking coronavirus or the rapper virus. And they won't be a rapper, boy. You can't that shit get touchy.
That shit, nigga.
You know, you become a hater.
But
you become a hater, you become all this shit.
You can't really shoot it down either, though. Cause it'd be like a lot of niggas getting on rapping,
yeah,
like out the blue. So it'd be like I don't blame a nigga for trying.
And some of them niggas,
at a certain point, is like, bro, if your music ain't hard, you just ain't it, bro.
That's all I'm saying. If you hard, you hard. You got some hard niggas who gonna still eventually pop. Cause these niggas getting notoriety, they getting little shows.
But it'd be a lot of hard niggas that don't never go nowhere.
But what's nowhere?
Like, you know,
I'm saying a nigga feed their family.
I'm saying it's some niggas who hard right now
who can't feed their family.
But they be like your image. Sometimes the way your swag, like just like you, if you know how to talk, like what type nigga you is, mm-hmm. it be a lot of different ingredients that go into really making a nigga a superstar. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
And knowing
like a nigga like Baby. Baby, goddamn, always had he was known in the street. You see what I'm saying? So it's like it was down to design for him. Like you could be a rapper because you already turned, like a rapper.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like he had all the right ingredients, and that made him pop. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The same thing with a nigga like Nudie. He always been known. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. So it's like when you rap, it's like the hood already was behind you anyway. With no rap.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Niggas that wake up, I'm a rapper, and that shit just like flat. And then nigga be expecting you to goddamn, bro. I'm not like you tell a nigga, bro. It ain't for you.
Oh, you tell a nigga, bro? That shit ain't hard, bro. Sometimes you gotta hurt a nigga feelings, cause hurting a nigga feelings prevent a nigga from doing a whole lot of other shit that can hurt them.
But that sound like hate though.
That's how they gonna take it. If you just come to a nigga and just be like, bro, you whack in here, a nigga fuck you. Of course. But if you come to a nigga like, bro, you don't need to rap. Let's do some other shit. Let's try and do this.
A lot of times they still take that shit.
I'd rather be the hater than a nigga who let you goddamn do some shit and just 30 years later I'm up and you just look dirty and now it's like it look like I left you. At least I extended my hand and told you like, bro, I can't support the rap, but I'll help you do something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'd rather be that nigga and be called a hater than be the nigga who just let you dry out. Some of y'all niggas just need to know, like, bro, if you ain't it, you ain't it.
Dry out,
it ain't my fault that you ain't it. You just ain't it, my nigga. Like, stop. Give it to the young niggas.
Put that
same money that you put in your whack ass albums and your whack ass mixtapes and give it to a young nigga and see if this young nigga pop.
Sign your young nigga.
Like, that's what a lot of niggas need to stop doing too. Like, you can't be a CEO and a rapper at the same time. Like, you got to choose one. Like, it's if you like on some up and coming shit. Now, if you established like me, I can do it because I can focus on some other shit and still do
and
my shit.
Got a
shit.
Team to handle that too.
Exactly, because it's like a company. This shit ain't just me just saying I'm the CEO no more. This shit a real company.
Yeah.
If you a up and coming nigga, don't try and be the main artist and the CEO, like, because that's you giving niggas false hope at that point.
What you mean?
Like, how the hell you gonna put all your energy and money and your CEO-ness into my shit if you the fucking artist? How the hell that work?
CEO-ness. You ain't got time for me because you
dropping your videos, nigga. So how you gonna promote my shit and your shit at the same time? Yeah. How the hell that work?
How the hell you
ain't got no money like that to spend $30,000 on my video and your video. So who gonna end up with a weak video or the cheaper video? How the hell that work?
Yeah.
Niggas need to start playing, like, assign a role to yourself and play that role to the best of your ability. Don't try and be this nigga, and that nigga. Like, it ain't gonna work, bro.
It ain't work.
At this point, you chasing clout. That's what it's gonna start to look like, because you know that music ain't nothing.
Mm.
So it's like, what is you even doing it for? Mm. See what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. It'd be a lot of shit going on, but it'd be like, shit. You can't really tell these niggas shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when a nigga want to rap.
Some of them. You can only say your niggas. That's how I look at it.
Fuck with
I ain't trying to say the word, but I'm trying to say my niggas and the people that allow me to say them.
If you could goddamn tell a nigga one thing that you feel like it changed a young nigga life, you thought how you used to think in the streets and shit, what you tell them?
How I used to think. I used to think like, perfect example. When I used to just, when I first started rapping, I used to think in my head like, boy, these niggas holding nuts. These niggas holding nuts. But as I got like further and more successful, I'm like, bro, these niggas didn't know you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a nigga would think everybody holding nuts on them, but it'd be like, a nigga really don't even know who the fuck you is yet, bro. So don't never feel like I hate when niggas say industry, the industry, the industry, the industry. Like, what is the industry? The industry really is the streets. As far as like Atlanta, as far as like what I know, because most of these niggas who rap, they really from the streets, bro. You see what I'm saying? So it's like niggas be making this make-believe world, like niggas just be like holding nuts or just blackballing them. And I don't believe that world exists, just on some real shit. Like, as far as, like, Atlanta, because it's, like, everybody who really rap really got ties to these neighborhoods. And, like, they, like, if you go over there to these neighborhoods, you'll see, like, they got a presence. So, it's, like, what is a rap, nigga?
Nah.
Oh, you don't like that word, nigga, be like, them rap, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that word, because I'm a rap, nigga. But I
be saying that shit all the time.
Like, nigga.
You know what a rap
I hit you
nigga.
In your shit.
You be saying that shit, too, though.
But you're not a...
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Rap-ass nigga. I heard you say it too many times.
I say bitch. When you call me and you say, you talk to what? That nigga a bitch. That's different. I don't ever say rap, nigga.
I think when
he
they say
bitch
rap...
bitch-ass nigga. Or he a lion. Or he a duck. I ain't gonna really too tough say rap, nigga, because I rap.
I think when they say rap nigga though, bro, it's like
a category.
A nigga that act different with his niggas once he on TV and you ain't
that's
changed.
A fuck nigga.
It is, but a rap nigga can be a fuck nigga. They can be one and the same.
A rap nigga can be a real nigga.
True.
So you gotta a nigga gotta be more descriptive when they speak on rap niggas. You gotta have categories. A rap fuck nigga, a rap real nigga, a rap bitch ass nigga. A rap rat ass nigga. Shit. A rap toot boot ass nigga. Like, it's a lot of different rap niggas. You got a rat nigga.
Yeah.
Don't just say rap nigga, because that's like a broad. That's just like saying nigga, basically.
I got
that's like saying street nigga.
I got you.
Street nigga. Like, nigga, what you mean? Be specific, nigga. Like, what you mean?
Nah, some of these niggas some rap niggas though. You ain't getting what niggas
know,
saying.
You know
like,
you don't man.
Rapper, rappy ass nigga. You know a nigga talking about, man, like, oh, you also rap nigga, toot booty time, man. You twisting when a nigga see you. That's a rap nigga to me, bro. I ain't talking about no nigga from the streets who rap. You get what I'm saying? You know, like, we probably ain't never, you know what I'm saying? But this is what I mean when I say, bro, rap ass nigga. I'm not talking about no nigga who from the streets. Who from what I'm from, who rap. I'm talking about, bro, you know, like, this is a real rapper. You ain't nothing else but a rapper.
Bitch, yeah. Like a little bitch ass.
You ain't nothing but a rapper. You get what I'm saying? Stop that.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I be like, rap ass nigga. Yeah. Nah, you right, though.
Rats, too.
Yeah. Give up one feature out of the album, bro.
New down there.
That's a great way to dance around it.
Big slime on there. Big 4L, the biggest 4L. You know he on there.
Nah, for sure. What about the producer?
Metro. Metro, bro.
He's smoking, bro.
Metro booming.
Y'all saying he ain't collab with nobody? Not Metro be doing shit with Zay, huh?
Kid Hazel.
Kid Hazel.
Oh, y'all boy, yeah. He hard too.
He the hardest.
All right then, nigga. I know it like I'm just like Metro. Just he be executive producing. He can pull beats for other people, right?
Man, Metro be making them motherfuckers. Everyone know, but he be having producers like do different shit on them. But Metro making these motherfuckers.
Metro got man responsible for a lot of these bangers.
Man, Metro is GOAT. That's the greatest producer of my time since I've been rapping.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Like, but it's other niggas who hard as fuck too. Like Zay Tovin, Weezy. SZA, nigga like that. But like Metro just be doing some other shit. Like that nigga goddamn musically inclined like a motherfucker. For real. And he don't really talk like that, so a nigga really wouldn't know it. But shout out to the truth.
It helped, fuck with Metro. It helped that y'all cool though.
Yeah.
Like you could work with a producer that might have some hard beats, but he ain't cool. You can't vibe with him, sit with him.
But really, like all the producers I really work with, they easy to vibe with.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a cool nigga, so it's like it's easy to be cool with me. Mm. See what I'm saying? Mm. I ain't friendly, but I'm cool, regular nigga down to earth. Like, so the vibe always really be cool for the most part. Mm. But I don't too tough be in the studio with producers like that much. It'd be like probably the ones that I name.
Yeah.
So I ain't other niggas who done made beats for me, I probably ain't really just locked in the studio with them. They probably just sent me some shit or something. Mm. So we never really had the vibe. Type shit.
That's what it is, man. Nah, Salute 21 Savage. No, we appreciate you, man. Album coming. Any final words? Anything you want to say finally, bro?
Yeah, the album come out tomorrow. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. I know all my fans been waiting on me. The motherfucker come out tomorrow.
So we got exclusive interview. Ain't gonna be no WMC, no other shit.
Nah. You know, I don't really do interviews. Huh? I just did that because you my homeboy. I really wasn't even finna come up here today.
What kind of nigga you here, bro? What kind of nigga here, bro? Oh, I really finna say fuck this shit.
What's wrong with this nigga, young?
Hey, nah, but for real though, bro, man. Hey, let her get this exclusive motherfucker, bro. Help her push this motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure. I got you. We ain't doing no more interview. We doing an interview? Nah.
I already told you.
Because I'm just putting this shit on, bro. Real shit, all the other ones are going to be that weak-ass Skype shit. So I don't want to do that anyway.
We ain't doing them, bro.
Like the little Zoom shit. I ain't doing that. I ain't trying to talk on no laptop and all that. I don't even know how to work no laptop.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing big facts because we ain't doing the album ain't nothing but big facts anyway. So got to come on big facts.
I thought you was an actor.
I am.
So how them facts and lyrics?
They like facts like in the world, in the real world. I ain't saying they my facts. I'm saying that, but they facts.
So you just lying on record? I don't get this.
I'm making up stories, bro. I'm storytelling.
Oh, you're an artist.
Yes.
Picasso.
Yes. I'm painting pictures. See what I'm saying? I'm painting pictures.
Y'all wild, man.
It's like a script. It's like I wrote a script and I went in the booth and I just wrote a script. See what I'm saying?
That's hard. And so you don't let nobody write your... If you let anybody write your shit, like...
You think Picasso let another nigga paint his picture? If Picasso painted it, ain't a Picasso no more. Yeah. It's a John Doe. Whoever the fuck painted it, motherfucker. Yeah, I got to write my own shit.
Nah, we appreciate you coming through, my brother.
Yeah.
Major Salute 21 Savage,
and
man.
Sersky, I'm back with that one.
Yep.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm.
Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.